Nearly 8 million Americans are out of work, according to the latest government figures. That's 2 million more than a year ago. About half those workers rely on unemployment checks, checks that come largely from state funds that steadily are being depleted. NPR's Joshua Levs reports from Atlanta.
In 2001, Georgia lost more jobs than any other state. The slowing economy and fallout from September 11th were two of the big factors that left about 185,000 people in the state out of work. About 100 unemployed professionals get together for a weekly networking breakfast at a restaurant on the north side of Atlanta. Among them is Ralph Siebert, who recently lost his $40,000 a year job as an electronics technician. His weekly unemployment check is $284 before taxes. He can't afford health insurance for both himself and his wife.
I go to the VA because I was a veteran. If I hadn't been a veteran, I would have to pay the $600, $800 a month, and that would kill me.
Many people have it worse. The state pays about half of lost weekly wages, up to a maximum of $284 a week. So people who made less in their last jobs get substantially less. And as in much of the country, about 25% of the people who apply for unemployment insurance don't receive anything. That's partly because of eligibility requirements ruling out people who aren't available for full-time work, have intermittent work histories, or were paid very little at their last jobs. Nan Orak, a Democratic state legislator, says many people who are laid off are those who get paid the least.
In Georgia, our law actually is tilted against those people who need the unemployment check more than anyone, and that's the low-wage worker who has very little margin to fall back on, who counts on every penny of their small paycheck each week to meet their financial obligations.
Orak has introduced a bill that would help more people receive unemployment checks.
And we say now of all times is the time to make these reforms and adjustments, get rid of the loopholes and the catch-22s, and build the fund to be responsive to the needs of the unemployed.
But some say now would be the worst time to extend unemployment benefits because the funds that provide them are shrinking. Georgia's is at a relatively healthy $1.4 billion, but that's down about 25% from a year ago. Building the funds back up would mean taxing businesses.
There's no reason to place more taxes on a business when we're in a recession.
Bert Fridlin is Georgia director of the National Federation of Independent Business, a nonprofit representing small and independent businesses.
I think most everybody agrees you don't try to tax people when there's a recession going on.
Advocates for workers counter that businesses have gotten away with paying too little for too long. States levy a tax on employers for each person on the payroll. Those with more layoffs pay a higher rate. During the economic boom of the 1990s, states across the country lowered the tax rates. In Georgia, thousands of businesses don't pay any payroll taxes. Wayne Froman, an economist with the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C., says many lawmakers believed this.
We're in the new economy and recessions are a thing of the past. Therefore, we don't need the trust fund because the purpose for setting up the trust fund has largely been superseded by the changes in the economy.
Clearly, he says, that didn't pan out. Froman also says the business lobby pushed for tax cuts, though lobbyist Bert Fridlin says those tax cuts helped businesses grow and hire more people. Now, the unemployment insurance funds in some states, such as New York and Texas, are in danger of bottoming out. Federal dollars will keep the programs running, and Congress is considering a plan to help states extend unemployment benefits by 13 additional weeks, on top of the 26 weeks most states provide. Still, states have to keep their unemployment insurance funds solvent. Economist Froman says most states will follow a two-pronged approach.
Higher taxes for employers and reduced access to benefits for workers.
Froman says both sides will feel the pinch, but it's the businesses that will learn a tough lesson.
If you don't pay during the prosperous periods, it seems like you're sort of stuck with doing it in a period like now, which is really not the appropriate time.
Despite concerns about the funds, some states have actually increased unemployment benefits for those who receive them. Georgia Governor Roy Barnes has proposed raising the maximum weekly benefits by $16. That bill is being hotly debated as advocates for workers and the business lobby face off in the legislature. Joshua Levs, NPR News, Atlanta.